And I think it really was for production assemblability issues, so that those sections could be sub-assembled on fixtures for repeatability and then put together. That's my understanding of why that change was made, and that's still the format we use today.
Yeah, because it seems like now you could have guys who build sides and guys who build roofs, and it seemed like before it was two guys went in a trailer and kind of stayed in there until it was done. I don't know.
Right. And now the sections can be assembled off the main assembly line using fixtures and jigs.
How many trailers do you make in a month or a year, whatever your specs are?
We usually talk about trailers per week, and we're currently running at about 22 trailers a week. We've been as high as 45 since I've been with the company, and then we've been as low as 12, and that 12 was really just a year ago. So that's how much the business has come back in a year. We're building 22 trailers a week now.
Oh, wow, yeah. I mean, that was a question. I posted on our VAP Facebook page here, letting people know we were going to have you on, and some of them posted some questions. Here's one. They said they learned that the high-low trailers closed. The high-low trailer company closed a few weeks ago, and was wondering how Airstream was holding up with the way the economy's been. It sounds like it's turning around pretty good.
Yeah, we got shelled starting a couple of years ago. The bottom just fell out of the market. And as many people may know, the RV industry tends to lead the general economy into and out of recessions, and Airstream was even on the cutting edge of that. So we saw the downturn start in the spring of 2007. We started to see our business decline. And over the course of 2 years, we had to cut about 50% of all the personnel in the company, and that's production personnel in the plant and everybody in the offices, just to downsize the business to try to match the kind of demand and the kind of output to match market demand. But starting last August, actually, things really started to turn around and dealers started to reload their lots. Inventories had fallen to a 30-year low, and they started to reload based on what they felt was going to be a good spring season. So we hired back everybody we'd laid off in production and made it through the winter in great shape, and things leveled out in the spring, and we're very happy at the rate we are. You know, we'd like to be back making, you know, 30 trailers a week or more, but compared to where we were a year ago, it's all smiles.
Yeah, that's like I said, that sounds like a good turnaround. I mean, it's an iconic product that we can't have go away. One thing I remember when I was there for the tour, it seemed like at least the tour guide and a lot of the guys that I seen there, we see on these specials, the TV specials, like the one that Mr. Ratzenberger was on. And it seems like these guys have been there a long time, have a long history of working with the company. Is that still true? I mean, I know you had to lay some off. Is there still people there with the long term?
Oh, absolutely. We lay off by seniority, so all those long term employees never took any downtime. We have two active employees right now working that have over 50 years, and we retired one with over 50 years. We've got more than I can count with over 40 years. Our average seniority is about 20 years, which is in the Elkhart area, and the rest of the industry, average seniority is probably 3 years or less. And the stability in the workforce at Airstream is one of the keys, because so much of the product knowledge exists in people's heads. We call it tribal knowledge, that without that seniority and stability in the workforce, we'd lose a lot. So our location in a small town with a stable workforce is really part and parcel for the legendary quality reputation the product has and the...